The no, for the no, I give you smoking.
Good evening, family. My name is Smokey. I'm an addict.
Hey, Smokey.
Good evening, family. My name is Smokey. I'm an addict.
Hey, Smokey.
I say that twice for one reason and only one reason. The first time is for you. It's for the fellowship. It's what we do. We say who we are, what we are. That identifies us as addicts. It lets us know that we're not alone, and it lets us know that we're in the right place. Second time is solely for me, so I don't forget that. Because those who forget are doomed to repeat, and I refuse to repeat the insanity, the muck, the mire, the devastation, the saying yes when I want to say no, the saying yes when every fiber of my being is saying no. I refuse to repeat that, so I always remind myself of that. Please look to the left and tell that person to the left, you are a miracle.
You are a miracle.
Please look to the right and tell that person to the right, you are a miracle. First miracle I realized was which was my left and which was my right, because I had lost all sense of direction. It was only about using, and nothing on this planet Earth mattered. You know, the gentleman stated that he was a draftee. So was I. This must be the draft meeting. I'm going to take a moment and get with my higher power so that I can give you the message of Narcotics Anonymous and not my mess, because I stood on many corners telling many stories, and they were all lies. But in here, y'all told me to get honest, and I always tap into that power to get honest. This is my personal disclaimer before I share on this topic. If I share something that rubs you the wrong way, just say ouch. If I step on a toe, just say man. If I hurt you too much, call your sponsor, call another recovering addict, share it with someone. It's all recovery material that I'm sharing. It's identification that make you feel that way. I am the miracle that the basic text talks about. You are the miracle that the basic text talks about. Any clean addict is a miracle. Any clean addict is a miracle. I'm not gonna stand here and give you the war story of at five I picked up this and ended up here. Any clean addict that went through what you went through to get what you got, to leave you feeling what you felt for so long, and you're not doing that today, you are a miracle. So I am, as the topic says, a miracle in a mirror, because you are my mirror. You are my ears, my eyes, my everything, because you have walked the same path I have walked. You have felt the hurts that I've felt. You felt the abandonment. You felt the lower self-esteem. You felt not feeling worthy. You felt all those things that were spiritual in nature that we had to compound with a drug, a person, a place, or a thing, so we didn't have to feel that anymore. And just for today, I understand that my best idea got me here, so I look into the mirror, which is you, who helps me stay here on a continuous basis. You know, real quick, a few miracles so that you can understand what is really real. I chose this way of life and thought that I, let's go back and get real, real honest with this. If you're in here, and you're in here for your mother, your father, the probation officer, the judge, any person, place, or thing other than yourself, welcome to Narcotics Anonymous. Thank you for coming. Please keep coming. But please keep coming long enough that it's for you. Because the first time any one of those people that I just mentioned make me mad, upset, I'll show them. Who am I showing? I'm back on the corner again. You know, and before I go any further, I just realized why I'm stumbling. I didn't do my identification piece. Okay, so Narcotics Anonymous is built on identification, not comparing. If it was comparing, I'd still be on the corner, because there's a lot of things I didn't do. But for identification purposes, how many people in here used? How many people in here used no matter what? How many people in here use, whether it hurt somebody, didn't hurt somebody, use? So all y'all know my story. Most of us don't have to think twice about this question. We know. You know, so that's why you're my mirror. And that's why I'm your mirror. Because if I thought it, felt it, or wanted it, I did it. And all it ever did was do me wrong and cause me the same pain. You know, where I'm struggling at right now with understanding that I'm the miracle in the mirror is accepting that I'm truly a miracle today. See, I come from those feelings that, like, nothing on this planet Earth mattered because I was worthless. You understand? Everything that happened was my fault. It's my fault that I'm an only child. It's my fault that I was 200 pounds in elementary school and the lunchrooms had to be off limits, so I had to steal at night to buy the friends in the daytime. I had to fix that spiritual void in there, but I didn't know. I was too young to know that that's what it was. The true miracle today is that, like, when I tried this process, and that's why I said if you do this for anybody other than yourself, please keep coming. I tried this process to make my family feel good and things of that nature, and I was on the worst train wreck in New York City's history. That's where I'm from. I live in Atlanta now, but I'm from New York, born and raised. You know, and I was on that worst train wreck ever. And from that, because I was an addict, I manipulated and things of that nature. And I got the Mr. T starter kit and all those things. And I got shot in recovery. Bullet came out less than 6 inches of my spine. Because I wasn't making the meetings that they suggest, because I didn't have a sponsor, because I wasn't listening and learning to listen, because I wasn't doing any of those things, because I was only going to meetings where people from my job were, can go back around the office and say, yeah, Smokey doing this thing. I went out. And I only say that I went out to try and be honest. I personally don't feel I went out because I was never here. You understand what I'm saying? You have to be somewhere to leave there. You understand what I'm saying? You have to make a couple of meetings. You have to call a sponsor. You have to call other people in the network. That's the reason for networks. I did none of that. I don't even remember if I got a number. Long story short, when I came back around this time, I got busy. I got the sponsor. I got the recovery, the network and all those things. And the reason why I'm truly a miracle is because today, I'm a true son to my mother. She has someone that she can call, not only her son, her friend, her partner, or if she needs or wants something. I ain't got nothing, but she needs or wants something. She can call on me. That's the miracle in the mirror. Because this is the same woman that after I went to her job and stole from her job and went back to her the same night and tried to get some more money, she asked me not to come around because she wanted her son back and she didn't know who I was. I'm a mama's boy. I lived with my mama my entire life until 2 years ago and when Atlanta accepted me. And, you know, I have a new home. You know what I'm saying? Brand new home. But up until that, I had lived with my mama. I was a grown man living with my mama. Here's the miracle in the mirror, y'all. I live on my own. I pay my own bills. Whether it's a struggle or not, I have not missed a rent payment in 2 years.
Miracle.
2 years. I don't know about how y'all use. I just don't know. I do know that identification tells me that you know about being on the corner at 2 o'clock in the morning when your stomach is so hungry, you get $5 and forget you was hungry and buy the next one. True miracle. True miracle. I stand before you. I'm not going to name all the accolades and all these different things that I've achieved because of the simple fact those are materialistic gains that you may possibly get, and I don't want to misconstrue what you may want and go out and look for, but what we do promise you, freedom from active addiction. You're looking at a cat that was on the corner in 80-degree weather with a wool suit on and a silk tie talking about he the man. I'll let that one marinate. Wool suit, 80 degrees, okay? I am truly a miracle today. And if you're sitting in this meeting, no matter what you used, when you used it, why you used it, how you used it, who you used it with, how much of it you used, if you're sitting in this room, welcome to the miracles of Narcotics Anonymous. It brings children back home. It makes fathers fathers. It makes mothers mothers, brothers brothers, nephews nephews, and things of that nature. It brings some people back to education. It brings people to education who've never had it. We have members who've come in here and couldn't even read. We are all true miracles. I am not better than you because they asked me to come up here. I am not. I'm just the vehicle that they asked to share this life-saving message of Narcotics Anonymous. I'm a person who have been fortunate enough to express the sincerity of how Narcotics Anonymous work. A couple of people have liked that and have asked me to do that. That does not make me better than. I go through the same aches, the same pains, the same not wanting to go to the job, same working the steps so I don't kill my coworker, all of those things, and how to stay away from the first one. See, I'm a true miracle because a day at a time, I stay away from the first one. I no longer worry about the 10th one. It's the first one. If a 10-car train hit me, I'm dead after the first car. The rest is just rolling over me. So I don't worry about all that other stuff. I don't get caught up in if it woulda, coulda. You know, those things are detrimental to me. Now, on the true side, I'm human also. Okay, so yes, there are some days where I do get caught up in what if and if only. But what I realize is the longer that I understand this process and the longer that I tell myself that I'm being human today, I've even gotten better to tell the folks around me I'm human right now. You know what I'm saying? Which is the honesty, the antidote to what my disease thinking. Because my best thinking got me here. You know, I'm no longer fat, black, and ugly on most days. But when I'm human, that's a whole nother story. You know, they gave us a lot of time, but this process and this topic for me is so simple that I don't feel that I need to go much further due to the fact that a matter of the topic speaks for itself. I am the miracle in the mirror. It speaks volumes. It tells me that the war is over. It tells me that I no longer have to say yes when I want to say no. It tells me that I don't ever, never ever, never ever have to go there again. And if I do, it's by choice. I can blame you. I can blame it. I can blame all those things, but it would be me. So I'm truly the miracle in the mirror, because I have all y'all out there. I'm looking at you, and you're looking at me, and we together are staying here a day at a time, clean. I don't have time for those folks who are doing X, Y, and Z. That's none of my business. All we care about is what your problem and how you would like to handle it. We handle it with the steps. We handle it with a sponsor. We handle it with all the Narcotics Anonymous literature. In closing, it says, an addict alone is in bad company. So we are together. We are each other's mirror. I can't leave y'all out there for no bad reason. I can't say, oh, he think he all that and she think. No. Because at 2 o'clock in the morning when I'm thinking about one, you might be the one to walk by. It is the joy of watching a person who was struggling to make it suddenly in the middle of helping another addict to stay clean become able to find the words needed to carry the message of recovery. We never know where it's going to come from, who it's going to come from, when it's going to come from. We're all mirrors. We're all miracles. We all walk the horrors of active addiction. Play a smidget. You ain't even got to play the end. A lot of us say go to the end. Just play the smidget. The first time you say yes, you know it was over. We want to wait to the end for. When you say yes, it's over. End the tape right there. You know, I always end my sharing with a story. And here's the story. Actually, I'm gonna be nice today, cause I'm running on fumes. I'm running on fumes. You know, I worked until 8 o'clock last night. Then I got on the highway and they kept asking me, "You all right? Yeah, let's go." But now I'm crashing. So I'm going to give you two quick stories that help bring this miracle into focus here. I would like you to close your eyes. And because we're in recovery, we can do that. We're not going in each other's pockets, at least some of us. It's Friday. You've been hustling the whole week. Whatever your hustle is very unimportant. Working, whatever the case may be, but you've been doing it the entire week. It's Friday at 9 o'clock in the morning. You just got a check for $3,500. Now, where you're standing at, you're not supposed to leave there until 5 that evening. Some way, somehow, you out of there by 12. So you going home, you say you're going to treat people right and do the right thing. You've been acting up. You want to do the nice thing. And you get a bright idea. Let me get one. I deserve one. I've been humping all week. I've been doing this all week. Nah, just one. So you say, I'm going to get one. You get to the spot and 5 comes out your mouth. So you take these 5 and you start doing it. And halfway through, you say, you know what? I need to get one more and just go home. When you look up, it's Saturday morning, but you ain't been home. And you down to 1,500. So you say, you know what? I can still flip and all the stuff that we tell us. So let me get one more and go do that. When you look up again, it's Sunday morning, the birds are chirping. You ain't been home since Thursday. You got $2 to your name and you're going to get one and gotta come up with a bright idea. When you look up again, it's Monday morning. You got to call home collect to get some money to go to a job that you might not have anymore anyway. If you open your eyes, the true miracle is we are not there today. At all. And the last story is there was 2 old-timers and a newcomer. They were going fishing. And they were getting in the boat, and they were about to go fishing and things of that nature. And it's just about to cast off, and one of the old-timers had noticed that his life jacket was still on the back of the truck. So he said, oh, man, we can't go nowhere in my life jacket. So he jumps out the boat, and he walks across the water. He gets his life jacket, and he walks back across the water and gets in the boat. So they're ready to go. The other old-timer realized that he left the truck open and unlocked. So he gets up, walks across the water, locks up the truck, walks back across the water, and gets in the boat. The newcomer, ready to leave and all happy that he's with these old-timers, they're going to go fishing, they're ready to have a nice time and things of that nature. As soon as they're about to drop the oar, the newcomer realized that he had left his rod, and he knew it was going to be a horrible day if he couldn't go fishing. So he jumps out the boat and drowns. The moral of the story is one old-timer said to the other old-timer, if he'd have sat still long enough, we'd have showed him where the rocks are. The rocks of this program are the steps of Narcotics Anonymous. Sit here long enough for somebody to show you something. Do not be like me. I know. If I knew, why was I out there at 2 o'clock in the morning? With my stomach talking to me in German, I get $5 and buy one more like I was never hungry. Why? Steps are a solution. They are our survival kit. We are each other's ears and eyes. We do not tear each other down because of what we're thinking and feeling in the moment, second, or hour. We are each other's mirror. We all have been in the same place. The drug is unimportant. That same place we're talking about is that knot in that stomach that we want to put something on top of to get rid of. We don't do that today. We put a step on it. We put a phone call on it. We put a meeting on it. We put some literature on it. But we don't use. My name is Smokey Aminati. Thank you for letting me share.
Yeah, I want to thank Smokey for that awesome message of recovery. And for our next speaker is a guy I've been knowing for a long time, practically almost all my recovery path. This guy, we've actually traveled across the country to conventions, and we had a group of us called the MIB, and that's what we did. We really enjoyed this recovery, and I really enjoyed his life and his family, who is special to me. And without any further ado, I give you Cliff.
Good evening, family. My name is Cliff. I'm an addict. And Smokey, thank you. Thank you for that message, and thank you, Reggie, for the introduction. But before I go any further, I first want to thank the God of my understanding for allowing me to be here, be present, and clean today, and be a vehicle for a message of recovery. And Smokey really kind of summed it up. But when we're asked to participate, Reggie talked about it. When we're asked to participate, I don't say no. I can't say what you do, but I don't say no. So I got kind of thrown in here too, but it's okay. It is really okay. I'm here because one of the program people said, you know, Cliff, we need you to do this meeting. So the answer immediately was yes. The topic is the theme of the convention, of course, Miracle in the Mirror. And before I go into that, one of the things that the basic text talks about is that when we get up here or when we're in a meeting, we should share our experience, strength, and hope. Okay? And that's what I want to give you today, my experience, my strength, and some hope. But again, Smokey kind of covered it. He talked about the miracle, and I'm going to say this. He talked about this last portion, he talked about the steps. And yes, the steps are the solution to all the problems. If you've got something that's broken, get a step and fix it. The step will fix it. Let me put it that way. And I usually end my sharing with one of the steps in a particular portion, but I'm going to start off with it. And that's the 12th, the ending of the 12th step. And it talks about, and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And I follow that with, if I can't practice these principles in all my affairs, I got too many affairs. Okay? So now, the miracle, you're looking at a miracle. Because I was one of those individuals that was in denial like a big dog. Okay? When I say denial, I was one of those that used every time I got paid. Okay? Absolutely. I mean, we're no different. The only difference between you and me, different time and a different place and a different space. That's the only difference. I had a job, still have that job today. Now, that's a miracle. And when I say that's a miracle, let me see. Reggie knows. Reggie's from the D.C. area. And some of you have seen me only in the rooms. I haven't used with anyone in here but one person. And if I've used with you and you remember me, raise your hand. Okay, because I don't remember. However, today I'm not using a drug or another person or another place. Now, that's a miracle. And I say that because in my days of using, I was one of those opportunists. I like to go where everything was free, of course. I like to be there. Just like the guy from Cheers, you know, everybody knows your name when you go in places. Well, certainly I like to have that opportunity where it's like, come on, yeah, you're the man. Like Smokey was talking about, I never did have a wool suit on and what have you in 80 degrees. But certainly I did some wild and crazy things. And I'm not here to talk about those wild and crazy things because I told you, I'm just like you. I did some of the same things you did. I visited some of the same places. Have I been locked up? Yes, but not in the United States. Okay, so that's a story. That's a real good one. So I don't have one of those numbers I could tell you, well, my lockup number is so-and-so and so-and-so, okay? No, I'm not going to tell you that. But yes, I have been locked up. I've been locked up in a place that the U.S. flag does not fly. And that's not funny, okay? Because now you have to get some help from the U.S. government or call the embassy or call somebody because the U.S. of A has no jurisdiction where I was. Now, I got out over the weekend. I'm going to give you touches of it. I got locked up on a Saturday, stayed in Saturday, Sunday, and had to go before a magistrate on Monday. The group that I was with left Sunday. So now, okay, my clothes, my stuff, okay? I had to take care of some business, and it was taken care of, and the location that I was in told me not to come back there anymore. And it's one of those paradise places, okay? They're always trying to tell you to come and visit. They told me not to come back. So it's okay. But have I been back? No, because I go other places now, but it's okay. You're looking at that miracle. Talk about miracle in the mirror. When I look out there, I see the miracle. I see you, I see me. Because the therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel. And if I see one is struggling and I know I can help, unconditionally, I must do what I can to help or to assist. No, it's not about you giving it back to me and how much did I give you and how much gas I burned and how much food you ate. It's not about that. It's about making sure that you're okay and not doing those destructive things or on that destructive path. When I got to the end of my road, it didn't feel like a miracle. It just felt like, okay, I've stopped using. Now, Smokey mentioned something that's part of my recovery too. It's called relapse. But in order to relapse, you have to kind of start having a program or at least be involved, in which I was. It was a short period, but I was going to meetings. I was involved. I was doing the things that they talked about. However, you know, I had that little reservation. I had that little corner of nobody will know. Okay? Nobody will know. So I took that chance, and I reached out to one of my old friends, and we went to that little place, or we went to a place around the corner from where I used to live. And when it was all done, I had that look. And do I need to tell you about it? Okay. Again, so what do I do? No more money, and we're done. So now I got to go back to where I was living. Notice I didn't say it was, where I was staying, I should say. And, of course, got busted on it and got called to the carpet in a meeting where I didn't want everybody to know. Now, keep in mind, we're supposed to be honest, open-minded, and willing. Now, I'm okay with the willing. I'm okay with the open-mindedness. But that honesty is rough, boy. God, it's rough, okay? It is rough, I'm telling you. So in this meeting, we were supposed to kind of share where we are, what's going on with it. So when it got to me, I just kind of sat there like, okay. Kind of wanting to let it out, but I couldn't because I didn't want anybody to know. So I had to have some help. And the help came from my wife, who is today, but she was my partner then, or my spouse, or I don't know what we would call our part life partner or what have you. She busted me out. She said, I got something to say. So in the group, she told them what I had done. And of course, I said, I was going to tell them. It didn't work out. So naturally, I had to swallow my pride and go on and get that out. But certainly, from that day forward, one of the counselors at this particular meeting, who's no longer with us, and I definitely would be remiss if I did not mention her, and that's Carmelita W. And I thank God for her today. And certainly, she is definitely a part of my story. And I feel blessed to be in D.C. where she was, okay? From that day forward, May 3rd, 1994, I haven't looked back. So when I say the miracle is before you, I picked up everything they gave me, the tools. And the tools they said are pray, go to meetings, don't use, get a sponsor, use the sponsor. Now, these tools I started using. And I worked it, I worked it, and I worked it. And here's what you see now today is an individual who is still working the steps, working the program, and enjoying recovery one day at a time. And I'm like Smokey, I'm human, so I have feelings. And that's the one of the things that the first step I need to mention, because the first step talks about being powerless over our addiction, and then it talks about and that our lives had become unmanageable. I'm going to tell you something about that last line, about our lives becoming unmanageable. That word unmanageable, I used to think was about money. So to show you how naive I was like, yeah. I know every time I got paid, I would end up broke. So, yeah, I guess I am an addict, okay? But didn't realize until I kept coming back to the meetings, sitting and listening and hearing people share their experience, strength, and hope, and talking to other individuals what that unmanageability was, okay? And today, of course, with, a minute or two, I understand. It's about working through the feelings, okay, and what to do with them. And if you're not doing step work, it's important, because if you're doing step work, you're just clean, and anybody can be clean. Part of recovery is being part of the process, and part of that process is doing step work, doing service work, and helping someone else unconditionally. The miracle, again, the miracle stands before you. There was a time when I was using and having the so-called social time at my spot. I'd go in the mirror in the bathroom, close the door, and I'd look to see, good gracious, I was looking kind of rough, okay? I'm telling you, jaws kind of sunk, back pockets touching, but I still thought I was the man, all right? I would still go to work, still so-called represent, like I'm here, like y'all owe me something, and just go through the motion. But going through the motion was only part of it. The miracle stands before you. I am now part of a living and thriving, when I say community, I participate today. You know, in your readings you hear about be a vital member of your community and participate in your community. Well, I do that today. I reach out. I make calls. I extend myself whenever I can. But sometimes I don't feel like I'm doing enough, especially if a newcomer doesn't get the message. Now, I said that because we can only deliver the message. Some of us, we can't make you stay clean. We can't make you do step work. We can't make you do service. If you're familiar with the traditions, third tradition talks about the willingness, okay? You can beat, kill, run over, push, strap. I can beat you with this basic text and the other works how and why and the sponsorship book and the step book. I can take you to meetings and sit you down front where the voice is coming at you, booming. But unless you're willing, you're not going to stop. I had the willingness. I was done. Because I was looking at individuals and I was liking what I saw. Reggie, he's one of my role models, okay? He is my mirror. There are other individuals that I can say are definitely my mirror. And I'm honored today to be on this particular workshop with this gentleman to my right, Smokey. I have to tell you, I first met Smokey at a convention, and it wasn't in the United States. It was in Cartagena, Colombia. Okay? And that convention itself was awesome. And some of you may have heard about it, and it was awesome. And the connection that not only Smokey and I made, but the people that were there, it was good. It was a good world convention. That's what it was. It was a world convention. So when you hear about different conventions and you attend conventions and you go to little regional, just area conventions, they're for a purpose. Because that therapeutic value of those addicts helping each other is without parallel. You won't find a better group of folks. You talk about sharing a story. I didn't believe anyone had my story until I kept coming back into the rooms, sitting down, and listening. And all of a sudden, one day, I tuned in to someone that was sharing, and I was like, God, he's telling my story. I am no longer surprised when individuals come and share their experience, strength, and hope, how closely related it is not only to myself, but to each other. The miracle stands before you, and the miracle is sitting out there. If you have one day clean, I'm going to say it. Yes, if you have one day clean, you are a miracle. Because I know today, staying clean one day at a time, it is hard. Even though I may have a couple of years, look, it is hard. I'm talking about not only using drugs, but just using, period. And the first step talks about the powerlessness of our addiction. It didn't say drugs, so if you thought it said drugs, or like I did in the beginning, listen to it. Read the step. You'll hear it. It says, we are powerless over our addiction, that our lives have become unmanageable. And today I'm not going to stand here and tell you that my life is manageable. It is better than it was 12 years ago. Okay, if any of you will be in D.C. on May 5th, I will hopefully, and if I don't use between now and May 5th, I'll celebrate 13 years. So I just want to, and I'm saying that to let you know it can happen to you, it can happen for you. And if you think that time doesn't matter, get some. Okay? But in getting some, you have to do some work. You can be clean, and that's all, and be crazy as a loon. Step work helps you maintain your balance. And again, if I don't do any step work, I'm just not using for that day. And I'll go to sleep, get up, and brush my teeth, take a shower, and I have to connect to the process. Just like I connected to the using, just like I found out who had it, I connected. Those were my friends because I worked and I got paid, so I knew where to find them. The folks that had it, or the person who said, well, that's the man, she got it. Oh, certainly I'm going to find them. So the miracle stands before you, and the change has happened, because without Narcotics Anonymous, and the fellowship of you individuals and me to keep coming back, I would just be clean, that's all. But I'm standing before you as, I believe, as a miracle. And it's really not much more I can say. The miracle is here, and you are the miracle. So as you look around and as you go through the halls and you attend the meetings, listen to the messenger. Okay, listen to the messenger, hear the message of recovery. And there are workshops, there's the main speaker meeting, but I'm talking about the after the meetings, marathons, okay? And if you're not comfortable in a setting like this or with that, attend a marathon. Sometimes those marathons can be off the hook, okay? If you've never attended one, just go and sit in and sit and listen and watch. Because, again, somebody will tell your story. You will relate to someone's telling a story to the point where you want to share. You want to let it go. And that's what a lot of sharing is about, letting it go. Because if you're carrying a rock and you're keeping that secret in, it'll hurt you. So the best thing to do if you're still carrying something, let it go. Talk to your sponsor about appropriate place, because there are appropriate places when you need to share. With that, I want to thank you all for being here. And I know I'm going to keep coming back because I like what has happened to me. And this miracle will continue to be in the mirror because I want definitely to be better. I want to shine. And thank you all for being here. And I'm going to keep coming back.
Again, I'm still Reggie, and I'm an addict. And if you just got in here, the topic for this convention is the miracle in the mirror. And as I look out across this room, I can see a whole lot of miracles. And I can tell they just didn't come from the D.C. area. They came from all over the East Coast and part of out west, north. And that's one thing that blessed me to be a miracle today. I got in service. And I got in, my sponsor had me get in service early, and what service did, it allowed me to feel a part of and to connect with addicts from different areas and to just be introduced to what we call a broader family of NA. And that's what me and Cliff experienced as we traveled up and down the East Coast to conventions all over the East Coast. And he's been out in California, although I got jealous. One year, he went overseas, and I wanted to go with him, but something happened, and I had to cancel my plans at the last minute. And other than that, we have family in North Carolina, Atlanta, New York, Virginia. I mean, I get called sometimes from places I didn't know I had been there. And they had to call me. I said, "Who are you?" And they said, "Well, remember I met you last year up in New Jersey, and you came in there and you shared." And I'm like, "Oh," and then it comes back to me, because, see, I smoked a lot of boat, too. So my faculties, my memory faculties, kind of disturbed a little bit. But I'll keep coming back. But look, we still have a good amount of time. What I'm going to do at this point, I'm going to ask, is there anybody here from the media or outside of NAA? I would like for you to leave the room and proceed to the convention information booth. And there you will get the information you need and help you need, because in here we can't help you. We help each other up in here. And I'm going to open this meeting up. If you would like sharing, you want to come up and share, feel free to come up and share.
Hi, family. My name is Rudy. Hey, Rudy. And I'm an addict. And I'm from New York, Harlem. And this topic about the miracle, I didn't know what a miracle was until, I knew what I thought miracles were. You know, they were like the parting of the Red Sea in the movies, you know. Another miracle was watching Eddie Murphy get up off of a seat and start walking and things of that particular nature. And what I thought I had read in some other literature. But what happened was I had to go to a dictionary and get with some more experienced members and get to the literature, because I came from a place called the Projects, and there weren't too many miracles in the Projects. You know, when it ran out, it would be a miracle if you got the next bag. And what happened was I found out that by reading the basic text, there was something called divine intervention. And I was praying and wanting to stop and didn't know how to stop. And I found out that through divine intervention, God was actually answering my prayers by another thing was words like surrender and acceptance. We didn't talk about that while drinking Thunderbird and sniffing blow in the back of the park. We wasn't talking about acceptance and surrender and open-mindedness and any of those, that particular language, until I came to Narcotics Anonymous, and through divine intervention, I found out that I was in the process of becoming a miracle if I surrendered. So my process of surrender came through that detox where I surrendered. And when I came to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous after numerous attempts of trying to go back around to people, places, and things, thinking that it would work over there, I finally surrendered to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, and there were predecessors there that said, don't leave before the miracle. I said, what is this cat talking about, man? I'm just in here to keep my freaking job and, you know, stop the pain, man, you know, because the money ran out, and I think I might want to try and see what this is all about. So through the surrender process, I saw a lot of cats with the Mr. T starter kits, you know, and they had on shiny pants, and they were driving cars and Escalades, and I said, yeah, man, this is where it's at, and I want to get with that. Little did I know that I was being part of a miracle by not using. And they told me, listen, try 90 meetings for 90 days for the obsession and compulsion to use would be lifted. I said, yeah, right, okay. What happened was, I don't know when it happened, but through divine intervention and a miracle, the obsession and compulsion to use methadone was lifted. The drop, if you was a heroin addict and you sniffed like me, you know, the drop in the back of your neck, that in the nasal cavity, was gone. If you don't pick it up, you can't get high. I said, oh, God, it's a miracle. I ain't used. The other thing was, don't leave before the miracle. So I found out that through, I mentioned divine intervention. Oh, in the step work, they talk about, as we see miracles and coincidences happen in our life through a power greater than ourselves, you might just stay and you might just start believing that miracles happen. So what happened was, I have a real life instance of a miracle happening. Coming down here right now, we left yesterday, my girl and I, and, you know, through God's grace, and I find out in mercy, you know, I kicked out the $1.75 for the tickets and paid, you know, God, through God's grace and mercy, you know, for the registration stuff and things like that, and I packed away $200 in my wallet. And I'm leaving at 6:30 in the morning to go meet my girl in the corner so we can catch a cab. In the rain, it was raining in New York City, and I get to the cab, and we throw it in, and I feel my back pocket. No wallet. I didn't use, but I went through some feelings. My money was gone. We shared, and only through the direct result of not using, another person trusted me. She trusted me, you know, because back in the day I would say, listen, I left my wallet home. Can you get me two bundles and I'll pay you later? I told my girl, she felt my ass also to make sure that the wallet wasn't there. It wasn't there. We got here. That's a miracle, because coincidences started happening. You know, we got, you know, we all come from the same place. And then when we got to the bus station and we started sharing, no, I started sharing because I had to go through the feeling of the loss of the money. People that I have never, you know, we don't know each other from a can of paint. We don't know each other, but we can identify people who's going to loan me money, man. So talk about miracles happening. I came down here to see some people from D.C., and I didn't tell them that I had lost my money and my wallet, and guess what I get as a present less than 45 minutes ago? A wallet, a brand new wallet. So it goes to show me that God is working, and it's a miracle. And I got, we paying for the hotel, you know, I ain't stealing the towels out of there. Hopefully I can get out of Ocean City without stealing some towels, because I'm human. right? And I got my passport because through this process, last year, through a miracle of not using, we went to Mexico. Man, Mexico on the Carnival Pride, and didn't come back with any Acapulco gold and Panamanian red and recovering addicts. We ain't steal the boat, you know, and that's a miracle. And so for the newcomer, don't leave before the miracle, because this is a great theme for this, man, you know, where you can look in the mirror, because in the end, if I even took a glimpse at the mirror in the end, at the smidgen part, yo, that wasn't me. But now we get a chance to look in the mirror to see that we all are miracles. And so I tell a newcomer, don't leave before the miracle. And you are the miracle because you're in a room. We're in Baltimore and ain't nobody using. And also, the miracle is that if you are using, you are in the right place. Because the miracle starts right then and right there. That's all I got. That's what let me share.
Thank you, Rudy. Still raising Attic. Anybody else want to share?
Hey, family, my name is Derek, and I'm an addict. I don't know what compelled me to get up here, but guess I've been around here long enough. Know that it's always about service, you know. I just want to thank God for getting me here safely from D.C. And, you know, something was going on with my car, and I kept having to turn it off and turn it back on. And the guy I was riding with, he was like, man, what's going on? I'm like, oh, ain't nothing but a check engine light. You know, something small, we'd be all right. You know, I used to ride around with worse than that when I had to go get it. You know, the gas light was always on. I'm like, well, don't worry about that. We got it. So, you know, we got up here safely, man, thank God. And I just, man, you know, miracle, man. It's just a miracle to be here and to be clean. You know, as I look back on using. Yesterday, I had a buddy of mine, and we were talking, and we grew up together. And he was thanking me because we, at around 18, 19 years old, we took different paths. I went to college, and he went to jail. And, you know, and he did 15 years, right? And he was telling me that when he came home, I was one of the only ones that helped him out. I was at that time, I was selling cars, and I wasn't doing all that good. But, you know, I had an old car that I wasn't doing nothing with, and I just gave it to him because he had to have a job, right, part of his condition. And gave him the car, and you know, he's like, Derek, I'm real grateful for that. And to me, you know, you all have taught me that's what this thing is all about, a service. You know, I've been blessed with a couple of things, and for me not to be able to share that with somebody else, man, is a real issue, right? And I had forgotten all about that. And I just said, man, it's okay. Because like I say, you all are continually work with me, are teaching me, and letting me know that it's okay. And it's a true miracle. Because I ain't give nobody nothing, you know, especially without any kind of conditions or strings attached. So, you know, if you didn't have half or you couldn't take me to meet somebody or something, I didn't have anything for you. And it's not like that today, you know. And you all also told me that with this responsibility, with this recovery comes great responsibility, because it really could have been the other way around. I could have did the 15 years, you know. But God had a different plan for me. And so he's been presenting responsibilities, man, and sometime I fight. Like right now, I'm kind of taking care of both of my parents. You know, my father's in his 70s in Atlanta in a senior citizen's home, and mom's is up here and forgetting more and more every day. And, you know, I've got a network, and I've been talking to him about it, And it's real painful to see that decline. But I know so many people in here have gone and is going through the same thing. I've been getting a lot of help with that, you know. But I get angry sometimes because I'm like, well, what's my older brother and sister doing? You know, and they say, well, y'all say, Derek, it's not about them. You know, God put you, that's your mission. So you just keep doing what you got to do and keep doing it, right? And I was the one that was the addict in the family. So like I say, with this freedom comes great responsibility. And that's the miracle for me to even want to do this. You know, I may kick and scream some days, but for real, I'm real grateful to be in this position. You know, and I get blessed every day, y'all. And just not to use, I mean, more talk about being able to count on me, showing up. If I say I can do something, mom's called, can you help me with this? Because my stepfather just passed away last year. So she really all by herself now. And, you know, I only got one brain cell left after smoking all that boat, right? So I write everything down. So my stepfather's birthday was the 10th, right, this Tuesday or whatever, right? And I said, man, it's the first year without him. I know she going through something, man. I'm a caller, right? And sure enough, she had been in the house all day, hadn't gotten dressed, you know. I said, well, what's up, shorty? How you doing? You know? And she said, well, I'm having a rough day. And she didn't realize it was his birthday. I said, well, you know, how you feel? You know, we called Mr. Jones. You know Mr. Jones' birthday today. Oh, that's why I'm so emotional. I said, well, you know, what you want to do? You want to go put some flowers? Nah, I'm okay. But just, I was the only one that called, you know. And it's all through you all. The growing up in here, the thinking about somebody else, the want to stay clean to do these things, it's all because of you all, and it's a miracle. So I just want to give you all the credit and the God of my understanding the credit for working with me and allowing me to be a power of the example, you know, and an example of the power, whichever way you want to look at it. And I just want to encourage y'all to keep helping me, and I'm going to keep coming back, man. If I, too, stay clean, I'll be celebrating 15 years August 2nd. So, and I'm going to do everything I can to see that day, God willing. Thanks for letting me share.
Still Reggie and at it. The topic of the convention is the miracle in the mirror. So somebody else want to come up and share?
I'm Anthony P and I'm at it. I'd like to thank God for waking me up this morning clean with a little serenity. And I haven't found it necessary to use all day. And for that, I'm grateful. I'm just looking around, man, and Smokey, I got real good. I'm from Atlanta, and I'm so happy to be amongst my family. You know what I'm saying? When I got here, man, I was looking around, man, and I get happy when I see y'all. You know what I'm saying? I was in D.C. yesterday, and we was looking for a meeting, and I seen them dope fiends standing outside, and I started smelling them. I said, oh, there you go. You know what I'm saying? They got them dope fiends, you know. And so when there's a whole lot of us together, you know, I get excited. You know, he was talking about smoking boat, and I'm saying, what the hell that is? Because I smoke chips and sheetrock and paint, and I should have... Home Depot should have been my treatment center. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I ain't getting no boat. What the fuck? You know what I mean? And my man was talking about a miracle in recovery. You know, anytime a dope fiend get a chance, man, to come somewhere and share, man, and like I get a chance to share in the morning, right? I'm going to share on the topic in the morning. And the miracle is in the recovery is that I could even share. Because, you know, before, when I was using, so I'm a crackhead, I couldn't share. I couldn't talk. It was pretty hard to share or talk when you don't had one too many. You know, when you got the look on your face. They said, what you want, Tony? I said... And every now and then, I Now, Mikey, get that hand up. You want one more? Mm-hmm. So just being able to share a little bit. Just being able to talk just a little bit about yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know, and when you talk about the mirror, see, the mirror is not just for your reflection. When you look in the mirror, sometimes you got to change something that's looking back at you. You know what I mean? And see, y'all give me a chance to see what old Big Daddy need to change. Oh, that's what they call me in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, Big Daddy, you know, need to change some things. And sometimes when I look at you, my brother, and you look back at me, I see the light, y'all. When you look in the eyes of a recovered addict, you see the light, y'all. Because when you look in a using dope fiend eyes, you see the darkness, man. I'm talking about the darkness, man. See, God, the miracle is you got light in your eyes. And it was nothing but darkness. Because just like y'all know, light and darkness cannot stay in the same room. Once the light come on, the darkness must go. And that's just like the truth to this disease. It's the antidote to disease thinking. We talking about the miracle, man. You know what I mean? We talking about a dope fiend. Like my man said, now you know what? He been charged to take care of mom and dad. All them times when you were running in and out and wonder why you were saved. Why God chose you. Because he charged you to take care of mom and daddy right now. See, he charged me. So I'm a father of 13. 9 baby mamas. Oh, y'all know I was in great need for a 12-step program. Oh, I needed some help, y'all. I needed some help. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about a miracle now. We're talking about a dope fiend who's been able to take care of all 9 of them kids. We're talking about a dope fiend who ain't never been to the child support for jail. We're talking about when they call, they know something good finna happen. You know, because when they used to call, well, when they used to, I don't know about call. Did I have a phone? Well, yeah, I had a phone. When they used to call, they knew I finna come up with one of them. If I could talk that day, it was going to be an excuse. It was going to be a reason why. And the real deal is, and I'm going to share this and sit down, man. I just got up here because my man Smoke kept on saying, come on, man. And I love y'all too. See, anytime I get a chance to talk to other dope fiends, man, about life, man, I get real happy. Oh, Big Daddy, when he see y'all, like I told you, man, look at y'all. Oh, you know what? Being in this room is a true miracle. I see hairdos and smile, and look, my baby, she's so sexy and thick, you know, lipstick, you know what I mean? You know, even the fro, it's your daddy. Could you imagine what it would look like if we was using? One thing, if you use the same thing I use, you'll be quiet, but you'll be, you know. We're talking about, man, I end up in a love story. I end up in a successful story. The using addict, Stephen King, ain't got nothing on the hard stories that we lived. We talking about miracles, right? Every time God give me another breath. Every time the warm blood run through these veins. We talking about a miracle. But you're looking at 6'1", 300 pounds of true miracle, man. And then, you know, since y'all told y'all the little clean time, hell, I celebrated 16-year last month. You know, shit. You know, I like that shit. Yeah. You know, hey, look, in our area, people be talking about, you know, I got a cup of 24. They got 6 days clean. I'm like, what the hell is that, you know? I got 16 years and some change. You know, and I'm real proud of that. I'm so glad that through grace and mercy, unmerited favor, that God chose me, man. Because at the table that I sit at, they're no longer here. Ain't no miracles going on in their lives. Either they still out there bumping into walls and peeping out the windows and stuff like that. Or they gone home to glory. And the only one who didn't end up dead from the 6-7 guys that I ran with end up in prison. They gave my partner 400 years. How you get 400 years? That means you die 10 times, come back, and got to go to the penitentiary. You know. But God, for some reason, the same thing that he did for me, he did it for you. He just chose to pick me up out of the gutter, man. The only difference between me and a person newer than myself, that he picked me up out of the gutter and cleaned me off a little bit. So when you get here, and my predecessor, he picked them up out of the gutter a little before me, so they had something to give to me. And now I got something to give to you. And even the people newer than myself, when they stay down, a person with 1 month clean can help old Big Daddy. Because if you forget where you came from, if you think because you got a little clean time that you have arrived, oh, the dope fiend don't arrive. Oh, we just keep on marching. Ain't no what we trying to get. We just trying to help, man. I love y'all so much, man. Man, they got me, man. They got me. Y'all got me. I got to share 10:30 in the morning, right? Y'all know I don't get up to 12. Oh, Big Daddy. Oh, there she go. See, she has to straighten me. She going to put the God in charge on me. For that, I'm going to be up at 8. Miracles in recovery, y'all. Hey, hug somebody. Love somebody. Hey, man, we are so fortunate, man, we ought to be doing flips in this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Even though I know this is not crack anonymous. You know, you got dope head, pill head, meth, all that old kind of stuff, man. Boy, if God chose you to be in this meeting at this hour, no matter what it is, whether it be spiritual, emotional, mental, physical, it just ain't that bad, y'all. Oh, Lord knows it just ain't that bad. Oh, but if you put some dope on top of it, it would be that bad to the 57th power. And then old Big Daddy would be quiet again if he was smoking. Y'all wouldn't hear me. Well, number one, I wouldn't be Big Daddy. I'd be old little daddy, you know. Oh, man, I'm looking at y'all. Y'all so beautiful. Oh, y'all some beautiful people, man. Oh, I love y'all. I love y'all. Thank y'all for letting me share, man.